It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Tag team, back again. Check it to wreck it. Let's begin. I'm here to talk to you about September 3rd. Okay. Boy, it's been a heck of a weekend already for the poor folks of September 1st. Boy, you know, they came out the gate with not a great offering, honestly. And then they lost in their first head-to-head, you know, threw up a goose egg. And it's not great to be the first loser in this world. But hey, September 1st, you earned it. You earned it honest, okay? Because you put forth not the best lineup of celebrities. And let's be honest, I have to make a decision on this. And I have to make a decision that is, you know, thoughtful. But, you know, I'm bound by the rules here. And the rules say that I have to look at the top three celebrities that were born on a certain day and just gut check it from there, right? And right now, let's review September 1st offerings, Padma Lakshmi, TV chef, number three. Number two, Gloria Estefan, Turning the Beat Around, part of the Miami Sound Machine. You know her offerings. Number one, Barry Gibb, lead singer and guitarist of the Bee Gees. Okay, so that's what we've got. That's our offering for September 1st. September 2nd blew him out of the water. We all remember that. September 3rd, here we are, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a little nervous for September 3rd. I'm cautiously optimistic for September 1st. I expected September 1st would rest on this figurative shit pile for God. I mean, weeks, maybe months. But man, it could be close today. So let's just jump right into it. Let's start with some honorable mentions. There really aren't any. There's not really any. Steve Jones, who was the guitarist for Sex Pistols, that's maybe it for honorable mentions. That should make September 3rders real nervous, okay? Because the offering, it's pretty slim, okay? But let's jump into it. So the third most famous person, in my opinion, born on September 3rd, is Kitty Carlisle, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to let that name sink in. I don't super know who Kitty Carlisle is. I know that she was an actress. I believe she was in a Marx Brothers movie. I mean, she was in a lot of stuff. I know the name, and I don't know a lot of names contemporary to Kitty Carlisle's acting career. So that says something about her. Here's the one thing, folks. I'm going to be upfront and honest. Aside from looking up who was born on a given day, I don't do any research for this. And I feel like that's the way I have to play it. I have to play it straight up and not do any research. Because if I start researching these people, oh my God, how deep in it will I be? You know, and it says something. If I don't know who Kitty Carlisle is all that much, then I mean, maybe that in and of itself tells me something about her value to all of humanity at this point. Okay, and so hey, she's not really doing much for September 3rders in general, but maybe it'll get better as we go up the list a little bit. Second up. Sean White, ladies and gentlemen. Sean White, the snowboarder. Best known for being a snowboarder who was young. Back in the 90s, maybe early 2000s, I don't really remember. This would have been an era when extreme sports were all the rage. And there was a young man that burst onto the stage with long red locks flowing out from underneath his snowboarding helmet. And his name was Sean White. And his face was everywhere for a little while. And he was most popular by the fact that he was young. And kids looked up to that because there was apparently no barrier to entry in snowboarding in that time period. And so you could be a little baby snowboarder out there snowboarding as a baby. And people would give you licensing deals, basically. And so then his life has changed, I think, recently. I only see his name anymore when I'm at Target. And I know that he has, like, kids line of apparel, basically. So you can buy like extreme sport stylings on like a polo for your kid. Okay, so that's Shaun White's kind of, he's the modern Tony Hawk on snow, but without all of Tony Hawk's talent, but a lot of his merchandising skills. Okay, so that's Shaun White for you. We're going up. I'm all twisted 16 ways to Sunday because I really don't know how to rank these people. I mean, one is obvious. The number one is obviously the most out of this list, the most famous celebrity born on September 3rd. Everybody else is kind of hit or miss. But anyway, number one, get ready for this, September 3rders. The number one person born on your birthday is Charlie Sheen. Just let that sink in for a minute. It's Charlie Sheen. Now, everybody has an opinion on Charlie Sheen, I feel. I'm not a huge fan of Charlie Sheen. He was in some movies I did like a lot when I was young. I enjoyed the Young Guns movies, despite the fact that they are, by all accounts, not good movies. But they're fun movies, and so I like that. But, you know, you could have plucked Charlie Sheen out of that movie and replaced him with anybody, and it would have been okay. It would have been the same thing. He didn't bring anything to it. If you get a chance to watch Charlie Sheen's death scene from, I don't remember if it was Young Guns or Young Guns 2, when he gets shot, and just count how many times his head bobs forward and backwards after he gets shot. Oh boy, just do me the favor and just look that one up in your spare time. So the Young Guns movies, you sub them out, no problem. Major League, yeah, I'd say he's probably replaceable. Hot Shots, sure, he's probably replaceable. Almost everything I can think of, and maybe every movie that I've ever seen that I've liked that Charlie Sheen has happened to be in, it wasn't because of Charlie Sheen. It was a lot of times in spite of Charlie Sheen. And he's not, by all accounts, a good person, I don't think. Not to besmirch his name. And you know what? I'm not even going to go there because that's really not what this is about. This isn't about weighing the negatives of people. It's about the positives. But I will say, September 3rd, this is your highlight. Your highlight is Charlie Sheen. Okay? And so take that for all it's worth. I didn't think we'd be here. Honestly, I did not think we would be here this quickly. I thought September 1st would fester for a great amount of time. You know, but here we are, and I can't argue with the fact that if you took Gloria Estefan and Barry Gibb and placed them against Charlie Sheen, I would rather lose Charlie Sheen from existence. If you make it a straight 2-2, I don't think Shaun White helps you any, because I don't even really think Shaun White has much of a factor in my personal existence. Target might have some empty shelves, but I'm sure they'd fill it somehow. I don't think they would actually have empty shelves. I don't think this thing goes retroactive and they go back and maybe they'd sign somebody else to that deal. And then Padma Lakshmi versus Kitty Carlisle, I don't think that either of them bring anything to the table. So, God, I'm surprised, but I'm gonna have to give this one to September 1st. Congratulations, September 1st. You were off the chopping block. You were safe. September 3rd, what the fuck is wrong with you? Listen, I'm already surprised 2 days in, after the highs of day two and the lows of day one, that we could get even lower here on day three, but here we are. I don't know how deep this bottom goes, but I will tell you, I'm nervous. And boy, September 3rd, you better hope that somebody out there, maybe hopefully soon. You don't want to dangle on this line forever, but you better hope somebody out there just really doesn't have anything going for them. Like maybe October 26th. I don't know. I'm throwing it out there. I didn't check it. Don't go look up October 26th because it'll probably be like Muhammad Ali's birthday or something, and then everybody will yell at me. Okay, don't yell at me. I just threw a date out there, and I said, just for September 3rd to think about this, you better hope somebody is just shit from top to bottom, just layer after layer after layer of pure squishy fecus, okay? Because if that's not what's out there somewhere, I don't like your chances September 3rd, and do better, okay? You've got time. We've got a whole year. You're in a lucky position. You're in the catbird seat right now, my friend. You've got a whole year. So all you September 3rders out there that don't have a name for yourselves, this is your chance, okay? It's too late. It's too late to start a movie. You're not going to do it. If you've got a pilot in the works, get that shit in front of a few more studios because you might be able to push it through. Drop that indie album, okay? Do something. Just fucking do something to like make a name for yourselves. Okay, because if you don't, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what's going to happen coming down the line. Okay. All right. Well, I will see you guys next time tomorrow on This Day is History.